In Shabbos Parshat Bei, amongst the inyanim that the Rebbe spoke in Tov Shin Nun Aleph, most of this, what the Rebbe spoke about, the practical applications, were not published at that time. But nevertheless, the Rebbe spoke then that the klipa of Mitzrayim and of Bovel, you have that in Avedis Hashem. The idea of Bovel is Bilbul. The etymology of the word Bovel is Bilbul, confusion. That a person in his Avedis Hashem, sometimes he feels confused, he doesn't know which way to go, how to do things, and so on and so forth. This is a negative aspect in a person's Avedis Hashem. The negative aspects in a person's life, a person has to overcome them, he has to refine them, he has to get rid of them. In dealing though with Lumazah, dealing with Klipa, or dealing with evil, there are several ways of dealing with evil. One thing is to take out the good from the bad. There are redeeming factors. There are certain positive things which you can take out from the negative. You can elevate it, you can refine it, and so on. There are certain things in evil which cannot be refined. There are no redeeming factors. The way to get rid of them is to destroy them. Their destruction and their elimination, that is how they become mesukan, that's how they become rectified. For example, the Rebbe pointed out an illustration. The difference between the Keiach HaMisaveh and Tziur Hara. The Keiach HaMisaveh is the power of temptation. A person is tempted to do something. That power of temptation, that desire, that craving, a person can utilize it in a positive way. When someone craves to do something bad, you can take that same power and you can channel it, you can harness it to crave good things. So the craving power itself is not bad. It's what you crave for that has to be watched. You can crave something bad, you can crave something good. So the Keiach HaMisaveh, the temptation, the desire to do something, a person who is determined to do things, You can take that determination and point it in the right direction, and this person is fine. In fact, it becomes very helpful. Then you have Tziur Hara, then you have the thing the person is craving for. If he's craving for something bad, there's no way of elevating or refining that bad thing. You have to destroy the bad thing. So the craving, the desire, the power of desire, that can be transformed to the good. The bad thing, the evil that a person desires, he craves for, being that it is completely bad, it's completely evil, cannot become holy. The only way to correct it, the only way to rectify it, is by eliminating it and taking it away from the world. An example for this we see by Pora Aduma. The Pora Aduma, the red heifer, had to be burned completely. Other kabbonas didn't have to be burned completely. The red heifer had to be burned completely. Only from the ashes, from the basic matter which is left over, that's from where you got a benefit. The ashes were used to purify. But the red heifer itself, before it became ashes, it had to be completely eliminated. About this, the Rebbe brings a medrash. This is a medrash, a psikta de Rav Kahana. The Medrash says that the Pasuk, which speaks about the Parah Aduma, each word refers to another Golus. The word Parah is speaking about Mitzrayim. Aduma is speaking about Bavel, which is Iraq. Tmima, the word Tmima, refers to Madai. Ashrein Bamum, this is speaking about Yavan. Asher Le'ol Aleha El, Ze Edin. V'shachat Eisa Lefanav, and this has to be slaughtered. The Parah Aduma has to be slaughtered. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ki zevach la'Hashem bebatzer v'gemer, that there will be a slaughter for the sake of Hashem in Batzra. This is what the Medrash, the Psikter of Kahane, and Pasha Parah, Also, it's also in Psikta Rapsi. This is what it's written. The Rebbe adds, though, the Rebbe notes that there is an emphasis here, although all the Goliaths, although all the exiles are mentioned, there's an emphasis here on Batzra. The idea of Batzra, that this has to be completely eliminated, has to be completely destroyed, because there is no redeeming factor there. This is one of the things that the Rebbe spoke in Shabbos Parshas Bei, Tavshin Nun Aleph.